ॐ नमः प्रणवाथाय शुद्धज्ञानैक्यमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्विग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमेढ्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिताहिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। भगवान् इस् कन्क्लूडिङ्ग् इस् टीचिङ्ग् कण्डेन्सिङ्ग् the entire Vedic teaching in two shlokas. In the last class we saw one shloka, idate moha kalilam buddhir viditarishyati tada gandhasi nirvedam shrotavyasya shrutasthite. Arjuna, when your mind buddhihi mohakalilam vyatitirishyati, when it is free from all types of confusions due to the manifestation of viveka shakti, tada nirvedam gandhasi, then alone you attain vairagyam. Vairagyam towards what? Vairagyam towards shrotavyasya shrutasya cha. Vairagyam towards all the advertisements. So the indication of vairagyam is search for the reality. A seeker of self-knowledge should have three convictions. Though he has qualified himself for jnana, that qualification makes him to go towards Shastra, to go towards Atma Jnana. He should have the following convictions. First conviction is, the problem which I am facing is not due to external setup, not due to lack of anything, but due to Atma Ajnanam. I don't know myself, therefore I have lots of notions. Notions like, I am a finite being, I am born, I am old, I am going to die, I want many external things for my security, peace and happiness. Like this, all these notions I have because of one basic fault which I have done inadvertently without asking, without thinking. I have taken myself as a finite being. Therefore, whatever I see threatens me that it may not come to me, and I have anxiety over its arrival and its departure. Even if those things arrive in my life, still I am haunted by three types of doshas. We call it doshatraya. One is apekshikata dosha. That is, I always depend upon those things for my security, peace and happiness. Naturally, I am bound to them. Their arrival makes great difference in my life. Their departures make great difference in my life. Another thing, even when they arrive, they are always threatening me I will go, I will go, I will go. When I will go, you don't know, but I will certainly go. We call it anityatva dosha. One time or the other, it will go. Very fact that it has arrived in my life, it is subject to going. Therefore, even while enjoying, I am subject to dukkha. Then, even when I enjoy them, I compare my enjoyment with the other's enjoyment and I see somebody got or received the same thing more than me. I compare with them and I find there is a possibility of gaining it more and more. We call it sadhishayatva dosha, it is called. So naturally, if I received 1 crore, I see somebody has received 1,000 crores. So naturally, 999 crores I am missing. Therefore, even when I get 1 crore, I am having that idea of missing, that adhrupti karatva. So I should be convinced that the entire problem is because of this one basic fault which I have done from the childhood, janma after janma. What it is? When somebody told that I am human being, I am male or I am female, I have not questioned it. I have taken it for granted that I am so and so. Because of this atma ajnanam only, I go for all types of external things for my security, peace and happiness. So, a seeker should be convinced, whatever I am going to get in my life, whether it is local thing or heavenly thing, all are going to be in the form of karma phalam. Karma phalam means a result of some action. So, sarvam karma phalam anityam and dukkha yonihi. This conviction should come in my mind. Then second conviction is, if the problem is atma ajnanam, the solution must be atma jnanam. Aparam che praptavyam, param che jnatavyam. Aparam che means anything finite, you have to work for it, you have to attain it. Aparam che praptavyam. When I am not interested in any apara vastu, when I have developed vairagya with regard to all types of advertisements, whether it is given by local people or given by even Veda Purva Bhaga, Karmakanda Bhaga also, Bhagavan told, when Shrotavyasya Shrutasya cha Nirvedam Tada Gandasi, when I have decided that nothing finite I want in my life, then when I seek for infinitude, there is no question of attaining infinitude. Param chet jnatavyam. Finitude means you can struggle to attain. Infinitude means there is no question of attaining it, there is a question of knowing it. Therefore, atma jnanam is the solution. That is why Shastra says, Brahma praptihi is equal to Brahma jnana praptihi. Brahma vidha apnoti param. Param apnoti, who is going to get that param? Brahma vidha. Brahma vidha eva param apnoti. That means attaining Brahman or attaining the Lord means knowing the Lord. Here, knowing is equal to attaining with regard to infinitude. Unlike attaining finitude, suppose if I want to attain some gold, first thing is I should know what it is, gold. Then I have to struggle and get it. So there is a gap, time gap between the knowing and attaining. But in this case, there is no time gap. The very moment I know what it is, I am, happen to be that. Therefore, atma jnanam is the solution. Solution for atma ajnanam is always in the form of atma jnanam. Here, the ignorance with regard to me, therefore the knowledge also with regard to me only. In other cases, ignorance is with regard to either physics or gold or any other external factor. Therefore, I know them, then I struggle to get them. Here, ignorance is with regard to myself, therefore knowledge also should be with regard to myself. This I is the center of both problem and freedom. This I is the center of both problem and the freedom or solution. Misunderstood I is the center of all problems. Ignorant I is the center of all problems. Well understood I is the solution for all problems. Without solving the problem centered on I, any amount of information with regard to the world is not going to make me happy. That is why we see great scientists are not happy, wealthy people are not happy, healthy people are not happy, powerful people are not happy. Any amount of information, any amount of gaining doesn't make them happy, because what they gain, whether it is in the form of object or information, happen to be the second entity. And information with regard to God also is not going to help me. If Bhagavan is great, what is there for me? I continue to be as beggarly as before. If Bhagavan is great, he is a nitya vastu, let it be. If Bhagavan is different from me, if he is a nitya vastu, he is a what you call creator, he is a powerful person, what is there? My problem is not solved. Therefore only Vedanta says, with this self ignorance you gain any amount of information, it is not going to help you. You gain any amount of achievements, you go anywhere with this self-ignorance, whether you go to Badrinath or Kailash or even Vaikuntha or heaven, wherever you go, you are going to carry your own ignorance baggage in you. Along with that ignorance, natural consequence will be desires. Along with this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsaryadi luggage you are going to carry, you will be miserable. This must be the second conviction. First conviction is, the problem is myself, misunderstood myself. The solution is myself, that is well understood myself. Then third is, Vedantaha is the only source of this knowledge. The problem is self-ignorance, solution is self-knowledge. Then from where I can get that self-knowledge? Third question comes. So the conviction must be, Vedanta Shastra is the only source of self-knowledge. My Guru's words are the only source of self-knowledge. All literatures, including Karmakanda of the Vedas, talk about other than myself. All literatures talk about something other than me. Even Karmakanda talks about something other than me. Whatever they talk, can be put it into just two categories. One is sadhya trayam, another is sadhana trayam. What do you mean by sadhya trayam? Three achievable goals. Either it is for the sake of improving your body-mind complex, ubhati, or for improving vishaya, objects, sense objects, or improving the environment. If body is not well, so Shastra and other people, all Ayurveda, so many other science, everybody, every science talks about what? Pampering this body-mind complex only. Have you found out anywhere in the medical shop or anywhere tonic for your Atma? Anywhere you have found out? You might have come across a book, Chicken Soup for the Soul. But if you read it, it is not for the soul. It is not for yourself. It is not for your conscious entity. It is again, it talks about something psychological or a mental aspect of your personality. So entire literature in the world, available literature in the world, whether it is a science or psychological literature, talks about either about your physical body or about your mind. So what they do by talking about these things, they try to improve the body-mind complex, or they try to improve the objects, gadgets which you want to have in your life, or they try to improve the environment. Suppose summer is there, lot of sweating comes, immediately they present you AC, not freely of course, you have to pay for it. They will give you, you are bored with it, they are giving television. Like that, entire gamut of knowledge available in the entire world, literature, it is for either for upadhi or for vishaya or for lokaha, we call it environment. If you are bored with improving, and for some time you can try to improve. Suppose a car is repaired, you try to repair it, then finally what you say? I don't want it. because improvable is possible to some extent only. Then Veda Shastra, that is Karmakanda, comes and says, don't worry, I will give some more suggestions for you to change your upadhi. If you are bored with the human body, I will give you heavenly body. If you are bored with local music parties, I will give you heavenly musical parties. If you are bored with all this traffic jam and other thing, I will give you vast areas. People are less only. In heavens also people are less. Heavens up to Brahmaloka. So entire gamut of Karmakanda talks about these three things only. Sadhya Dvayam we call it. And how to gain? The means also is discussed. We call it Sadhana Trayam. That means happen to be always in the form of Kayika Karma, Vachika Karma or Manasa Karma. Any action can be put in these three categories. Either it is physical action or it is oral action or it is mental action. Therefore, all our human instruments, including our own mind, is useless in knowing the nature of infinite. Since all sense organs can function only in their own field. All the sense organs can function in their own field. Eyes can function in the field of forms and colors, ears can function in the field of sound, tongue can function in the field of taste, and nose can function in the field of smell, and skin can function in the field of touch. But all the fields happen to be finite. All happen to be finite. That's why Upanishad says, Paranchikani Vedrina Swayambhu Tasmad Param Pashyati Na Antaratman. So none of the physical instrument, that sense organ, can reveal the infinite entity, my own real nature. And mind depends upon the sense organ for data. Since mind depends upon the sense organ for data, mind also cannot reveal what I am. Therefore only Shastra says, Vedanta Shastra, I am here, please take my help. Please take my help. Then what about meditation? Meditation also cannot reveal what you are. You sit in meditation and start asking without the help of Shastra, without the help of Guru, you sit in the meditation and ask, who am I, who am I, who am I? One Vedanta Acharya used to tell, if you ask sitting in meditation, who am I, your mind will tell, you are poor, you are stout, you are ugly, you are black, because mind knows that only. You are having lots of problem, your loan amount is this much, your credit card has gone this much. This only mind will tell. So, meditation without the help of Shastra and Guru cannot reveal your real nature. What about logic? What about logic? There are people who can think nicely in a systematic way. We call them scientists. Logicians we call. But Shastra says, Tarkena Matir na Apaniya. Matihi, this Atma Jnanam, Tarkena na Apaniya. You can never get it because the logic depends upon data. Data is provided by sense organ, which all the data happen to be only finite data. Therefore, mind itself has six types of doshas. Mind itself has six types of doshas. We call them Ajnanam, ignorance. By nature it is ignorant. It doesn't know many things in the world. No mind, no person can say, I know everything whatever is in the world. So mind itself has Ajnanam. Then Samshayaha, always doubt. Whether it is right or wrong, whether I can go for it or not. So always it's doubtful. Then Viparyaya, erroneous perception. Mind perceives something erroneously. There is no blue sky at all, but I perceive as blue sky. There is no sunrise at all, I perceive as there is a sunrise. So mind has this erroneous perception, we call it Viparyaya. Then Pramadaha, negligence. It is negligent about so many things, or oversightedness we call. Then Viprarabdhihi, it has selfish interest, therefore it can cheat others. Then Apatukaranatvam, intrinsically it is limited. So with all these doshas, with regard to mind and with regard to sense organs, there is no hope for us to find out what I am. Therefore, all concepts, books are useless since they can deal with finite things only. Science may deal with a vast space. That vast space have also happened to be finite. It is not available with you when you are in sleep. Finite with regard to time. And psychology may deal with subtlest mind, but still it is finite. It is not, this mind is not available with you when you are in sleep. So therefore, even Veda Purva Bhaga deal with so many apaurusheya vishayani. Apaurusheya vishayani means that which you cannot know by your sense organ and mind. It deals with swarga, it deals with punya, papa. So many apaurusheya vishayani deals with. It deals with Brahma Loka. But they also happen to be finite only. The highest karma phalam possible described in the Karma Kanda is Brahma Loka Prapti, Brahmaji's post. Brahmaji, who happened to have the portfolio of creation, his post is the highest karma phala prapti. Brahmaji also is like us only. He has done lot of karma, lot of punya phala, therefore he got that post. Like Prime Minister for our country, you take. His life is so vast, unimaginable lifetime. Shastra talks about it. 43 lakh 20,000 years is called one Chaturyuga. Like that 2,000 times his Chaturyuga goes means one day for him. Like that 365 days, like that 100 years he died. So unimaginable. You go and calculate, calculator will say, I don't have digits to say. 43 lakh 20,000 into 2,000 into 365 into 100. This is the fastest possible period for a person to live. And the space which he is having is vast. Entire planet only 3 or 4 people are living. No problem that what you call apartment problem is not there. But all happened to be finite only. Therefore only 8-year-old boy who got this shraddha, who got this conviction that anything is finite, I don't want. Nachiketa says, api sarvam jivitam alpameva. When he says sarvam jivitam, that sarvam jivitam includes this Brahmaji's life also. Freely it was given to him. Yamadharma Raja says, I will teach you a ritual by doing which you will get Brahmaji's post. This 8-year-old boy says, I don't want it, because that is the height of his vairagyam. What about other literature like Yoga Shastra or Tarka Shastra? They also deal with finite only. Yoga Shastra, that Patanjali Yoga Shastra, talks about 6 chakras. That it is having 6 chakras. 6 means what? 1 is not 2, 2 is not 3, 3 is not 4. So 6 means what? Plurality. Plurality means finite. That he talks about 6 chakras occupying 6 particular places. Muladhara, Swadhishta, Manipura, like that. So Muladhara is not Manipura, Sahasrara is not Manipura. So he talks about finite only. What about Kundalini Shakti rising? That also happened to be finite only. Kundalini Shakti is talked in the Patanjali Yoga Sutras. That there is pranic power, we call them Kundalini Shakti. So it is there always in the general people only at the lower levels. When a person does lot of spiritual practices, his mind gets purity. Because of that purity, this Kundalini Shakti goes up. So the very fact it is going up means what? Only finite thing can move. So that also talks about finite things only. What about Daiva Darshanam, visions, divine visions? People are so much after it. Many seekers, devotees are so much after it. That also finite. One moment Bhagavan will come and say, devotee, my dear devotee, what do you want? And if you say, I am not in a position to decide, he'll say, okay, tomorrow I will come. You'll go away. The very fact he comes and goes means what? That darshanam also happened to be finite. The very fact when you are happy in his presence, and when you are unhappy, when he goes away from you, means what? That also finite. So they may mysterious things, mystical things, but they are also finite. We don't deny the possibility of all those things. We don't deny there is no Kundalini Shakti at all. No. we accept it. There is a Kundalini Shakti. There is a Daiva Darshan, a possibility of having divine visions, we accept. But still we say, Vedanta say, that it is finite. Then, yad yad praptam tad tad anityam. Whatever you achieve in your life as a result of any action, tad tad yad yad praptam, whatever you achieve, tad tad anityam. Karma phalatvat ghatavat. You got a pot, it is anityam or nityam? It will break. Similarly, you get gold, that also is going to go away. Anything you get as a result of it, it will be a anitya vastu. Therefore, Vedanta is the only source of knowledge wherein I can have access to my own reality. These three convictions are must. Without these three convictions, if you don't have these three convictions in the pramana of the Vedanta, then the approach to self-knowledge will be very vague and casual. It will be a time pass affair. Okay, in house some problem is there, let us go to Ramakrishna Mission. Samji will tell some story, we will go there and sit and have time pass. If possible, some people get tea also, something. So come and enjoy, go there, sir. So it will be a vague and a casual affair. And you will think all paths lead to Rome. The biggest confusion in spiritual world is all paths lead to Rome. Vedanta says all paths certainly will lead to Rome or may lead to Rome, but it will all spiritual paths will not lead to freedom. You will gain whatever the benefit it is told in that path. If you follow that path, if you follow Karma Yoga, you will gain Chitta Shuddhi only. If you follow Patanjali Yoga Shastra, you will get Kundalini rising. But Kundalini rising happened to be finite. So the confusion will be there. And another confusion, by self-effort, by sitting in meditation, I will gain the supreme knowledge. So I will get the knowledge about that higher reality. These confusions will be, okay, will be there as long as a person, a seeker, doesn't have all these convictions. Conviction about the nature of problem, conviction about the nature of solution, conviction about the nature of means. So this Vedanta should be the last resort in my life for gaining the infinitude. Because I have tried already everything. Pariksha lokan karma chidan brahmano nirveda mayat nastihi akritaha kritena. One sentence. I have tried every method in life. Local methods and the Karmakanda methods, Yoga Shastra methods, all methods I have tried. What I have found, nasti akritaha kritena. This conviction must be there. Tad vijnanatam saha gurum yeva abhigache shrotriyam brahmanishtam. After trying, after failing in every stage, after turned down from every door, what is the last resort for me? This Vedanta Shastram. That Vedanta Shastram you cannot take in your hand just to purchase one Kathopanishad book and start reading. Nothing will happen. Shastra says, tad vijnanatam saha gurum yeva abhigachet. Saha yeva abhigachet. This person who got this conviction with regard to nature of problem, with regard to nature of solution, with regard to means, saha yeva, saha vairagi yeva abhigachet. That person of renunciate only should approach. And tad vijnanatam yeva abhigachet. To know this higher reality only you should approach the Guru. After approaching the Guru, he should not ask, please bless my child. Let him get employment in United States of America. You are already bored. If you are not bored, don't go there. Many people come to sadhus and ask, Maharaj, please bless my grandchild. Then I ask Parva, let him get first rank in it. Blessing is so cheap. Is it so cheap? So, tad vijnanartham eva abhigachet, saha shrotriyam brahmanishtam gurum eva abhigachet. The person should not go here and there and all types of advertising people. He should see whether the teacher whom I am going to approach, whether he was a disciple of somebody or not, whether he has come in that Guru Parampara or not, because in Guru Parampara only the chavi is there. chavi to open the shastra vidya in that guru parampara only is there, whether he is the shrotriya. Shrotriya means whether he was a disciple. Ex disciple only can be present guru. Asampratayavad murkavad upekshaniyaha. Shankaracharya in one place, in Gita itself, he says, a person who was never a disciple, even if he is appeared to be a knowledgeable person, don't go there. Even if he has a lot of media advertisements, don't go there. If you are interested in this self-knowledge. For other things, you can happily go. For ordinary blessing, you need not for such for Kshatriya Brahmanishta Guru. And he must be a Brahmanishtaha. This knowledge must be a fact in his life. This Upanishad Shastram is the only result. The very word Upanishad itself, it's a combination of beautiful three letters. Upa, Ni, Sad. Upa means Samipe. Upa means Samipe. Samipe means near. Near what? Near my, you should be near your guru. You should be near your guru. And Ni means Nishchaya Jnanam. Very systematically this knowledge should be received, all the doubts should be clarified, and it should be well assimilated. Sadhu means avasadayati. Avasadayati means a destroyer. Destroyer of what? Destroyer of my ignorance. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Shastraknyopi swatantaryene atmanveshanam na kurya. Even if a person of scientific mind, even if he knows all epistemology and language, Sanskrit language, don't go for atmanveshanam without the help of the guru. Ultimately, when he goes through this jnana vichara marga, then ultimately he gains this knowledge. And this jnana vichara marga has three stages. That is why even when Bhagavan himself stands in front of Arjuna, when Arjuna is suffering from samsara, he doesn't have any other means other than this. He saw Arjuna's problem is not dharma adharma aviveka. His problem is atma anatma aviveka. Though Arjuna expressed that I am confused with regard to dharma and adharma only. He did not tell Bhagavan I am confused with regard to atma or anatma. Bhagavan understood this confusion of dharma adharma is a symptom. The real problem is what? Atma ajnanam. Therefore, instead of touching him, Arjuna, let you become jnani now. It's or instead of showing his vision, nothing. Tirelessly, 700 shlokas he has chanted. He has told all these details. This jnana vichara marga as the last result. Bhagavan is going to tell, idante guhyatamam pravakshyami anasuyave. This is the most secret knowledge. Because you are my friend, you are my devotee, Arjuna, I am giving to you. So this jnana vichara has three stages. One is shravanam, another is mananam, another is nididhyasanam. All these points are skipped between two shlokas. That's why I am trying to fill that two shlokas. One shloka, if the mind is purified, the mind will get vairagyam. Then next shloka, immediately he jumps to moksha. So in between, matter are missed here. Afterwards, Bhagavan himself is going to tell all these ideas. For filling these two shlokas, I am trying to bring. So shravana means Vedanta reveals for the first time in my life that whatever I am searching for, fortunately happened to be myself. I am the embodiment of security. I am the embodiment of peace. I am the embodiment of happiness. He says, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. What is that infinite? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. When I look that side or that this side, where is that Brahman? Let me catch. Immediately says, don't look here and there. Tadu Tvam Asi. You are that infinite entity. You cannot attain it. Unfortunately, you cannot attain it. Why? You happen to be that. When you happen to be that, already where is the question of attaining it? When I receive this revelation, I have a mixed reaction. First time in my life, somebody says that I am Bhagavan. Is it a joke? All the time, I heard people saying, I am donkey, I am monkey, I am lazy, I am bulky, I am poor, I am fool. This only I have heard from others. From my Gurudev, for the first time in my life, my Gurudev says, you are that infinite entity. So once I receive that, the immediate reaction is, whether my Gurudev is telling about anybody other than me, I look back. Am I that wonderful thing? Am I the embodiment of security, peace and happiness? So, it is a shocking news. I wonder whether is it possible. That's why Bhagavan told, Ashcharyavat pasyati kashchitenam Ashcharyavat vadati tathaiva janyaha. It is an ashcharya for me. Wonder of wonder. So, initially I doubt the possibility of being infinite. Is it possible for me to be infinite? For God is infinite, no problem. Bhagavan is infinite. He is Sarvajna, Sarvashakti. Am I infinite? So far I have taken myself for granted that I am miserable one. I need security, I need happiness, I need peace of mind from outside, from external source. But Vedanta now says that I am Purnaha, I am Ananda Vastu. Now my work is what? I have to find out which one is right. Whether my idea about myself that I am miserable is a right thing, fact, or the idea which is given by my Gurudev through Vedanta is the fact. Am I Purna Atma or am I a Dosha Jivaha? My Anubhava Pramana says, all my physical sense organs show that I am Sadosha Jivaha, full of problems. You take physical personality, it has lot of problems. So, with regard to physical personality, I am not satisfied, I am Sadosha Vastu. What about mental personality? You need not ask. Full of ignorance, foolishness, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, anxiety, fear, jealous, greediness, full of Sadosha Vastu. These are all not simple notions. My Anubhava Pramana shows. Even if Bhagavan comes and says, hey, you are infinite, you don't know Bhagavan. What I am, how can you know? I know what I am. Gurudev says, you are infinite. That's why that in Vedanta Parampara, one joke they used to tell, a brahmachari complained to his teacher, Gurudev, this another poor brahmachari is scolding me. I am annoyed, I am unhappy, please advise him. Then Gurudev asked, what he told? He told that I am donkey. How many times he told? Gurudev asked. One time only he told. Oh, 12 years I am telling you are Brahman, you are Brahman, you are God. That has not entered in your mind. Only one time he told you are donkey, you have taken it for granted. So even if Bhagavan comes and says, you are Nitya Vastu, you are Purna Vastu, you are Ananda Vastu, you don't have any problem at all. Why you are searching after solution? There is no problem at all. When he says, Bhagavan, you don't know my condition. Very pathetic. So I don't agree with it. So I have to find out now whether Anubhava Pramana means the knowledge revealed by my sense organs and mind. Whether that is the fact or the knowledge revealed by Shastra is the fact. Finally, Shastra Pramanam makes me to understand that my Jivatva, that is my finitude, is fortunately happened to be a notion. You just imagine, there is no way out at all for these problems. At least now way out is there, therefore happily we are sitting and talking. If there is no way out at all, if my finitude never is going to go at all, entire life after life, whether in human body or animal body or devata body, any body you have, you will be in trouble only. So here Shastra says, fortunately, you are that finite entity, and fortunately you are infinite entity, your notion that I am jiva happen to be a simple bhranti, mental aberration they call it. Then even after understanding the fact, Shastra has very clearly told by so many shatlingani, they call it mimamsa, through mimamsa it has told, my Gurudev has revealed, see so many things I have told and you are thinking like this, it is wrong, like that. So lot of vichara has happened, then finally okay, for the sake of my Guru, accept. Poor man, 12 years he is struggling to convey this message that I am what? Infinite. Okay, for his sake I can accept, but still one part of the mind will be some doubts. If I am infinite, how can my wife trouble me? Question. If I am Brahman, how can my wife trouble me? Our children trouble me? So Guru has to come and say, hey, there is no wife for Brahman. There is no wife for Brahman. Why for your physical body only? I am not telling that your body is infinite. I am not telling. What is this question? If I am infinite, how can my wife can trouble me? One eye is identified with infinitude, Brahman. Another eye is identified with body. So Guru says, clarifies this doubt. You cannot have wife at all. If you are Brahman, you cannot have wife at all. Then this fellow again, one more question. Okay, I am infinite. When I became finite, another problem. When I became finite, then Guru says, you never became finite. Where is the question of you? Infinite becoming finite. Finitude belong to body. So this notion is janma janmantara is there, na? So all our questions has to be answered. That process is called mananam. Because atma jnanam, self knowledge, is not a matter of belief. It's a matter of understanding. It's not a matter of what you call brainwashing. Repeatedly somebody says, nah, you are donkey, you are donkey, you are donkey, you are donkey. Will you think that you are donkey? You cannot. You know that you are a human being. Present level knowledge. Somebody says you are not a human being. 1 lakh times they have put on tape recorder also in front of you and it go on chants. You are female, you are female, you are female. You know that you are male. So knowledge always, buddhihi sarvada jnana pakshapadihi. This intellect will accept only whatever is logical, whatever is free from doubt. So even if Guru says, it will ask questions. And suddenly if I say, an elephant has come, showing the mic, here is an elephant, in front of me it stands, what do you think? You will sympathize with me. What happened? So far he was nicely talking, suddenly he is telling, showing the mic as an elephant. So buddhihi sarvada jnana pakshapadihi. So buddhi will not accept unless it is convinced. Therefore a guru, teacher allows the student to think rationally and ask any doubt. In Vedanta there is no place for any dogmas, brainwashing or conditioning of the mind. You have to ask your intellect honestly, am I convinced that I am not body and mind? That is the one question. Honestly I should ask. This is after Shravana, not now. Now Shravana is going on. After Shravana, after knowing from my Guru that I am not the body, am I convinced that I am not the body and mind? Am I convinced that I am the eternal consciousness which doesn't have any birth and death? Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. Kadachit na jayate, Bhagavan says. Somebody asks, will I get freedom from future birth? Vedanta says, you never had a birth. Where is the question of future birth? Na jayate mriyate kadachit. So with the help of Guru, when all our doubts are answered, this knowledge becomes a conviction. Initially, it is an information given by some rishi, some Vedanta, some textbook, or some sannyasi or guru. It's an information. So this information has to be transformed as an intellectual conviction. We call it samshaya rahita jnanam. This intellectual transformation is not enough to remove our problems. Intellectual transformation is not capable enough to destroy our samsara. It should be converted into emotional strength. Human life, day-to-day human life, is governed by emotions only, not by thinking capacity. Very rarely in a day we use thinking power. Only habitual things. Early morning, get up. Immediately, what is there? Go to bathroom, clean your teeth. While cleaning your teeth, do you think that I am cleaning my teeth? All habitual. Then after it, run for employment. Then again, work office. Then come back, entertainment. Come back, tired, sleep. Like that only, one vicious cycle, habitual cycle. And in that cycle also, we react, we transact with the other people at the emotional level only. Human life is generally governed by emotional personality. Very rarely we use intellect. If this knowledge is not well assimilated, it will remain isolated without giving any transformation in our day-to-day life. He will say, I am Brahman, I understood Swamiji. But what to do? Problems are there. My Acharya Swamiji is to tell, cryingly you will tell, I am Brahman. I am Brahman means you should tell happily, na? While telling yourself, you will cry. So that will be the segment, like an oil and water. This knowledge will be there at one part of the mind, and all old samsaric, bitter personality, irritated, angry, worried, frustrated personality is there, na? Petty personality. That will be continuing. But when he talks, he will talk nicely. Because he is talking, he is not telling his words. He is telling his Gurudev's words. Shastra says, he will tell nicely. He will tell, Shastra says, Vedanta says, Upanishad says, Swami Vivekananda says, like that. That means what? It is their opinion, not my opinion. So this knowledge should be well assimilated. If we want to enjoy freedom in our day-to-day life, freedom from what? Freedom from all unhealthy emotional responses. This knowledge should be well assimilated. These negative emotional responses are called vasanas. One example they used to give in our parampara. In a house, there was a repair in the tap, water tap. So he asked why. Hey, what happened? I don't know what happened, but water is not coming. Okay, I'll go to a plumber and call a plumber and I'll get repaired. So he went there, called the plumber and brought him. The tap was opened, water was stopped, and he told, tomorrow only I can repair it. Now it is, no water will be there for one day, he told and went. So this person came back for lunch, took lunch. After taking lunch, naturally, where he goes? To the same water tap. Then after going there, when you open, only sound comes. Gas comes. Oh, water tap is repaired. I have forgot. This is called a vasana. Sri Ramakrishna is to tell, if you put a garlic in a bottle, you have removed the garlic, but still the vasana will be there. That smell will be there. That all petty, old, samsaric smell is there, na? The thing is removed, but still it's, the effect is there. So these vasanas have to be removed. Any amount of intellectual conviction will not help us if it is not converted into emotional strength. They call it IQ has to be converted as EQ. There are so many people who are very intelligent, but always failures. Very irritated. Their personal life will be, family life will be very, very unhealthy. Because they are very intellectuals, great intellectuals, but their emotional strength is very weak, their perception of life is very confused, therefore they are failures. So this conversion of intellectual conviction into emotional strength happens through the process called nididhyasana. New knowledge comes through the process of shravanam. Shravanam means hearing the Vedanta Shastra from the competent person, from the spiritual teacher. Then mananam, in that all my doubts, old notions, based on old notions, are to be clarified. I get a intellectual conviction. Third is nididhyasanam. In this nididhyasanam, I bring all my emotional problems. Nididhyasanam is one of the name for meditation. After Shastra Shravana, you sit and you bring out all the old problems, emotional problems. Why I am angry? I understood that I am Brahman. How Brahman can be angry? With whom I can be angry? What is the purpose of anger? Like that, I bring all my old vasanas into the conscious mind and see their, what you call, futility, see their meaninglessness in the light of Vedantic knowledge. In the light of knowledge, I understand that all these negative responses are meaningless, born out of ignorance. Somebody told, all negatives are developed in dark room. All negatives, photo negatives are developed where? In dark room. All negative emotions are developed in the dark room called ignorant mind. Therefore, nididhyasanam converts prajna into tiraprajna, jnanam into jnana nishta. Then this buddhi, his knowledge, his wisdom, happened to be a fog one. Up to this, Bhagavan left in his conversation. It is taken for granted that Arjuna will know afterwards like that. So he continues. Shruti vipratipannate yadastasyati nishchala samadha vachala buddhihi tada yogam avapsyasi. Yada te shruti vipratipanna buddhihi. When your mind, which is confused with regard to what? With regard to problem, with regard to solution, with regard to means. Samadhav sasyati. When it is established in samadhi. Established in samadhi means what? Here samadhi doesn't mean trance. Here samadhi means atma. Samadhiyate asmin sarvamiti samadhihi. When your mind is, yes, when your confused mind, what he talked in the last shloka. Now suddenly he brings that in between gap, so many gaps are there. This confused mind will get purity, then because of purity Viveka Shakti will come, because of Viveka Shakti Vairagyam will come, Vairagyam towards the all the Anitya Vastu, and the clarity of thinking will come. The problem is not the external world, the problem is my self-ignorance, and the solution happened to be self-knowledge, and the means happened to be Vedanta Shastra. And get that self-knowledge, I approach the Guru and request him, please accept me as your disciple, and seeing my yogyata, he teaches me. After teaching also, I have lots of doubts. After the clearance of lots of doubt also, I have my habitual problem. After clearing everything, this person mind establishes in Atma. Bhagavan, this much details he has left. So when through Atma Jnanam, yada te buddhihi samadhav achala nichala sasyati. That Atma Jnanam must be a form one, achala nichala. Two words he has used. Achala means unshaken, nishchala means unshaken. Two things shake our knowledge. One is doubt, which we can remove by manana. Another is habitual tendencies, habitual notions, which can be removed by Nididhyasanam. When the mind is established in the wisdom, which is free from doubts and habitual notions, tada yogam avapsyasi. Then and then alone you attain freedom, you attain moksha, you attain abhaya, freedom from intellectual, freedom from what? Intellectual brakshasi, they call it. Freedom from begging. All the time I beg, do you love me? Do you love me? We ask, even children ask, do you love me or father? The child will see, where is the Cadbury chocolate? In which hand? Whether it is in the mother's hand or the father's hand. If it is in the father's hand, the child will tell, I love my papa. If it is in the mother's hand, your child knows it. So, all the time, begging. And there are some people who ask, do you love me? Really? Because he cannot believe. Somebody can love me? Is there anybody to love me? With all my ugly look, with all my black skin, with all my teeth, with all my problems, credit card problems, somebody is there to love me? So he asks, do you love me? Really? So this beggarliness will go and you become a free person with lot of treasure with you, treasure, love, treasure with you. You can distribute freely. You can say to all, I love you unconditionally, in spite of your weaknesses, in spite of your deficiencies, in spite of your ugly look. No jnani dislikes anybody. So you become the eternal source of your own self, security, peace and happiness, and happen to be the blessing to this entire world. You can distribute this same security, same happiness, same peace to entire world freely. Adrishye anatme anirukte analene abhayam pratishtam vindate atato bhayam gato bhavati. Upanishad talks about this state of mind. Yada anirukte anatme anilayene pratishtam bhavati tada saha abhayam kataha. He has got freedom from bhaya. He has become the source of abhaya, protection to all. This state of mind is not new to us. Everyone has this state of mind. Only problem is temporarily we have. Whenever you get a gold medal, whenever you hit a sixer, whenever you get a new employment, that day, whole day will be very happy. You won't mind somebody's mistake. If Ottawa asks, sir, 5 rupees extra, if you ask, he'll tell, what 5 rupees? 10, take 10 rupees. Happy man. Because when I am happy, I share that happiness with everyone. This is not a new state of mind. Problem is, the state of mind doesn't long last. Because whatever you have achieved is small, right? Therefore, the reaction also very small. You forgive everyone, you share your happiness, you love everyone that particular day. But afterwards, next day, as usual, same face, with same sorrow, same problems. You see, in sports also, when a person gets that Olympic gold, what he does, we have to see his physical reaction. Ah, like that you tell. As though he has conquered everything. And after 5 minutes, they will come and ask, What do you feel? I feel happy, but I have to take care of, I have to maintain this status, so I have to work for it. So but has come. That happiness is for only for a moment. Imagine a life in which this happiness, this state of mind continues entire life. That's what Upanishad says. Ataso abhayam gato bhavati. Entire life nandati, nandati, nandatyeva. So this is the benefit of this Atma Jnanam. With this shloka, Bhagavan concludes his entire teaching. Teaching is over. This is a Veda. Entire Veda is given in just 44 shlokas. From 11th shloka onwards up to 53 shloka of this chapter, entire Veda, essence of entire Veda Bhagavan has given. Initially, follow Karma Yoga, wherein inner maturity happened to be your primary goal, and the external thing, when it comes, you accept it as a prasada from the Lord, then by that life of balance, samatvam yoga uchyate, by that balanced mind you will attain purity. When purity comes, your buddhi shakti will start thinking, then it finds out all the problems with the finite things, then it finally leads you to vairagya. When vairagya comes, you search for infinite entity. In that search, when you approach a guru, he will teach that you happen to be that infinite entity. When it is well assimilated, the entire life happened to be a kritakritya. So one is going to tell, kritakrityo bhava arjuna. You will be a kritakritya. For what purpose this human life is given, that you will be achieved. So this portion is the condensation of entire Vedantic teaching. Hereafter, Bhagavan is not going to talk anything. Now it is a chance for the disciple Arjuna to ask, is there any doubt? Arjuna is going to ask a beautiful doubt, which we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Klesha Nashaya Govindaya Namo.